Have you not seen, O Messenger, the contradiction of the hypocrites among the Jews, who claim falsely that they have faith in what was revealed to you and in what was revealed to the messengers before you, but in resolving their disagreements want to refer back to what Allah has not legislated and what people have invented when they were instructed to reject such things? Satan wants to lead them far away from the truth, and they will not be guided through this. If these hypocrites are told to come to the law that Allah has revealed in His scripture and to the messenger to judge between them in their disagreements, you will see them, O messenger, turning away from you completely to others. How will their situation be when misfortunes come upon them because of the sins they have committed, and then they come to you, O messenger, apologizing and swearing by Allah that when they turned to other things to try and settle their disagreements, they were only trying to do good and bring about reconciliation between the people who were disagreeing. What they say is false, and doing good involves following the rulings of Allah's sacred law. Allah knows what hypocrisy and ulterior motives these people hide in their hearts, so turn away from them, O Messenger, and make clear to them the laws of Allah, encouraging them to be loyal to Allah, making clear to them how wrong it is to turn away from Him, and advise them in a way that will move them. Allah did not send any messenger except to be followed in what they instructed by Allah's will and decree. If, when they wronged themselves by committing sins, they had come to you, O Messenger, confessing what they had done and regretting it, repenting from what they did, and if they had asked for forgiveness from Allah, and you had asked for forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah forgiving and compassionate with them. What these hypocrites claim is not true. Allah swears by Himself that they will not have real faith until they refer for judgments to the Messenger during His lifetime and to the sacred law after His death, in every disagreement between them, and are happy with the Messenger's ruling, without feeling hatred about it or doubting it, and accepting it completely and faithfully, outwardly and inwardly. Beneficial points. Seeking a decision not from the law of Allah, while being happy with it, goes against having faith in Allah. One of the most notable characteristics of the hypocrites is their lack of satisfaction with the law of Allah, and their giving priority to the judgments of false Allahs over the judgment of Allah. The believers are ordered to turn away from the people of ignorance and delusions and exhorted to be mindful of Allah. Complete faith is only with turning for a decision to the sacred law, with satisfaction of the heart and outside and inside acceptance of what the sacred law rules. If I had ordered them to kill one another or to leave their homes, then only a small number of them would have obeyed my instruction. So they should thank me for not ordering them to do something which would have been very difficult for them. If they had done what they were advised to do, it would have been better than going against the order, as well as being a stronger confirmation of their faith. If they had acted in obedience, I would have given them a great reward from myself, and I would have enabled them to come on to the straight path that leads to me and my paradise. Those who follow Allah and the Messenger will be with those whom Allah has blessed with entry into paradise from amongst the prophets, the truthful ones whose acceptance of what the prophets brought was complete and who practiced it, the martyrs who were killed in Allah's path, and the righteous whose outward and inward states and actions are virtuous. What excellent companions these are in paradise. This reward is Allah's grace to His servants. Allah knows the states of the people and will reward them all accordingly. All you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, Be on your guard against your enemies by adopting the means that will help you to fight them. Go out to fight them one group after the other, or go out altogether and do what is in your interests and what will bring loss to your enemies. There are among you, O Muslims, some people who hesitate to go out to fight your enemies because of their cowardice, and who also try to keep others behind. They are the hypocrites and who are weak in faith. If you are killed or defeated, then one of them, happy that he is safe, says, Allah has favored me in that I was not present at the fight with them. Otherwise, I would have also been harmed like them. If Allah's grace of support and gains of war come to you, O Muslims, this person, who lags behind from striving in Allah's path, says, as if there was friendship or affinity between you and him. If only I was with them in that fight, I would have also gained great success. Worldly benefits are the only goal of such a person. Let the true believers who sell the life of this world in exchange for the afterlife, desiring the afterlife more than the goods of this world, fight in the path of Allah so that Allah's word is victorious. Anyone who fights in the path of Allah so that his word triumphs and is killed as a martyr or defeats the enemy and is successful, Allah will give them a great reward, paradise and the pleasure of Allah. Beneficial points. The law of Allah, mighty and majestic, is based on ease and people are not responsible for doing more than they are able to do. The reward of obeying Allah and His Messenger is getting the companionship of the prophets, the devout, the martyrs, and the righteous in paradise. The duty to take precaution and care in all matters and hence making all appropriate preparation to fight the enemy. The verses contain a warning against being slow to engage in sacred struggle or opposing such a duty, because sacred struggle is the greatest of reasons for Muslims being strengthened and prevents the enemy from overpowering them.